Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have a Netflix original that came out a couple of weeks ago that is still trending in the top 10, in the United States anyway. It's starring Millie Bobby Brown, who has done a bunch of stuff, but I primarily know her from Stranger Things. It's called Damsel, listed as a fantasy adventure action. Which is a little different for me since, you know, I don't do a whole lot of fantasy on this podcast. It's PG-13 and it's set in those Princess Dragon type time frames. So I'm assuming the rating is for the violence, not for any kind of language or situational stuff. So what is this one about? Now, we start out with King Aurea leading his men into a cave to fight a dragon. The dragon wins easily, spoiler free, and the king drops to his knees and begs for mercy. Centuries go by and we meet Elodie, Millie's character. She's gathering some supplies with her sister, but the land looks pretty barren. Turns out she's the oldest daughter of Lord Bayford and his kingdom is failing. She goes back to the castle and there's some strangers there making some sort of deal. Her father tells her he has secured her hand in marriage to a prince from a kingdom with riches that would save their kingdom. She doesn't want to, but she agrees just to help her people. They go and they are wealthier than they can imagine, a beautiful castle and lands. And while she is getting acquainted with the prince, her father hammers out the details of the price for her hand in marriage. He makes the deal, but appears to be very distressed about the agreement. They get married and they take her up to this cave and perform some sort of ritual, spoiler free, that makes her royalty and a part of their family. However, once the ritual is completed, the prince throws her over the cliff into the cave. And that's actually where I will stop. From there, she has to use her wits to survive and escape the dragon that dwells within. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 56%, 117 reviews on the Rotten scale, with the audience at 62% on over 1,000 reviews. But what did I think? Well, let me get to the positives. Now, I had my questions going in, but Millie was decent until the action, that is. More on that later. But with her acting personality charm, she can definitely carry a leading role. This actually wasn't what I expected, mostly in a good way. A huge chunk of the movie takes place in this cave with her trying to survive and piecing together why they threw her in there in the first place. The action was serviceable for the most part, and I did like the dragon effects, mostly. More on that in a minute. It was definitely more brutal than I was expecting based on the overall tone. And I was definitely rooting for her and they gave me the ending I expected. So I was pretty much satisfied with that. But let me get to these negatives. The tone of the story is a little bit off. The story feels a little childish to start, and then it gets really dark. So I think the beginning should have had more gravity to it if they were going to get so heavy later on. The special effects were really uneven. Sometimes they looked decent, where other times it looked pretty flaky. The strong part of the story was just her and the dragon. The rest was pretty weak and transparent. It does get in the area of being a little bit too over the top. I don't think people understand how hard it is to lift your own body weight, let alone running and jumping and catching yourself with your fingertips. Nothing about her looks like she's capable of doing any of that stuff. And again, there really isn't anything here to make this more memorable. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? You know what? I'm going to lean yes and put this right at a 60%. On the Rotten scale to stay consistent. The special effects look pretty cheap in places. The story was pretty straightforward and simplistic. And like I said, the tone was a little uneven, but Millie was good enough. There's some big action set pieces here that were good. And I did like the way the dragon looked and the effects on that. Nothing to get excited about, but there is enough here to enjoy. And my standards are kind of high. So if I'm giving this a pass, then you'll probably like it way more than I did. So definitely put this in your queue. No rush. Put it in your queue and check it out if you're into some fantasy action type stuff. With that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is the first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you once again. I appreciate the support. Everyone tuning in to listen to me ramble for a few minutes every week. And yes, this weekend is going to be another busy one. There's like three movies coming out that I really want to check out. There's some things on streaming services. There's a couple things I haven't recorded yet that I already watched, and I haven't gotten around to getting those recorded. So you're going to be loaded with content for a while, because I am just going to keep cranking these things out. But anyway, again, I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.